going to say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is a $100 radio, man. It's got a clear tone, boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast them! Give them some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? You like TV?
What?
New thing, Jim. A television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah.
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk. Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed. Forsaken.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about?
Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, buddy. This is the state of New Jersey, and I don't care who you are.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
I really just don't know. I'm afraid I really just don't know.
She'll find the note I left hanging.
I really just don't know. I have to tell you, I'm afraid even I really just don't know. I'm afraid I have to tell you.
She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working.
I'm sorry, I couldn't think of any other tribute. One of my favorite young actors, as you all know by now, is dead. Never to emote again. River Phoenix is no more. Goodbye, River.
By the time I make Oklahoma,
has anyone named Oklahoma died lately? It's strange when someone dies before their time. And what is our time anyway? That's what this show is about tonight. When is it your time and how do you know? This program is Aerial View. This station is WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange. This person is Chris T. And this show is a listener supported phone-in talk show. The first of its kind on this radio station. And may I say, still the best? No, you don't have to call me and say, I love your show. You just have to call at 201-678-7743. And let's discuss your time. How do you know when it's time? Time to go. Time to give up what you're doing. Time to step out. For Mayor Dinkins and Governor Jim Florio, this week was their time. Their time to go. But did they know it? Did either one of them feel that it was their time? I don't think so. I think if it was up to them, they would have hung around for a while longer. But this week was their time, and they are gone. I don't know how to feel about that. Sometimes I feel very much like Malthus, and I believe that all things happen just as they are supposed to happen. That River Phoenix is dead because he was supposed to die. That David Dinkins is no longer mayor of New York because he wasn't supposed to be any longer. And that Jim Florio is no longer governor of New Jersey because he was no longer meant to be. Is there a random pattern at work? Is all just chaos? Or do we affect life somehow? Speaking of random and chaos, here is our first phone call of the evening. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thanks a lot. Listen, I think you're worried about things too much, though, man.
Turn your radio down.
Right, just a second, right?
Turn your radio down.
There you go, Chief. Down. I think you're worrying about things too much, man.
I whine?
Worry.
Oh.
You know, about whose time it is, man, and trying to combine the death of somebody to the movement of politics, you know?
Yes.
They're two different things. Completely different things. Because people had a choice, if you want to get, you know, esoteric on this, and say people had a choice about who they wanted for governor or who they wanted for mayor. So when it came to your dying...
Well, you don't. Are you saying that River Phoenix didn't have a choice insofar as dying? Did he take part in his own death?
Obviously, he did. Death is a very personal thing, man.
Well,
I mean, it's only you can do it. You know, it's only you that can do it.
Only you can what? Put out forest fires, prevent forest fires, or do what?
You're the only one that can, if you want to go as far as say kill yourself, but death is all you. You know, it's very personal. When you die, there's no one else there who's dying with you. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. I don't know if I agree with it, though. Is that okay with you?
No, it's fine. But put it this way. You see, like, okay, fine. No, they don't know yet how River Phoenix died, right? But in a way, to what you're saying, it's unimportant how he died. What's important is the fact that he is dead, correct?
Is it important that he's dead? I don't know. I mean, it's important to him because it's probably better to be alive. Can we agree on that much on this program? Is it better to be alive than to be dead?
For all we know, sure. as we know, sure.
Are you saying that we don't know because we've never been dead?
Well, that's sort of obvious, right? I mean, you have to agree on that. Yeah. We'll take that one.
Now, if you asked me, was it better to be River Phoenix or the dead?
No.
I would say it's better to be River Phoenix.
No. That's not what I'm saying. Though,
okay.
Man. So all I was saying is, like, you were comparing River Phoenix's death to, you know, and knowing about when your time comes, right, to the time when things like political machines move or a passing of a certain phase in society, and I think they're much different.
Okay. How so?
Well, just in fact, like I was saying...
Look at it this way. The political careers of David Dinkins and Jim Florio are dead.
for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
I don't think that they will play an active part in politics, because when you cannot make it as two terms, whether as a mayor or a governor, it's kind of difficult to revive that sort of political life. It's going to be a little difficult. It may be impossible. And maybe one of the things we should do during this program is discuss some future employment ideas for both of them. Maybe we could have callers suggest things that they can do now.
Politicians' jobs after they lose their office, huh?
Well, yeah, sure. But specifically David Dinkins and Jim Florio. And also we could discuss, you know, what people think killed River Phoenix. I mean, you know, maybe we're going to be surprised to find out. Maybe it was bad tuna. Well, I almost died from bad hot dogs one time.
Well,
do you know that?
Think about why it affects you that he's dead, you know? You didn't know the man. You know, I didn't know the man, but when I heard about it, I was really upset.
Well, because I thought he was really good in my own private Idaho.
You see, what it is, it's a very selfish thing on our point of view, you know? We're upset because we're not going to get from him what it is we always expected and...
A career, yeah. Yes.
We wanted the same thing as a writer. You know, you're upset if he dies because you can't read anymore than you write.
Yes.
You're upset that Phoenix is dead because you can't
see
him.
Well, you're also upset because people who are 23 are not supposed to die in public like that.
Well, they're not supposed
to die. He died in a very horrible way.
He died in a stupid way.
He died in a stupid way, too, but let's talk a little bit more about that. Let me pick up another call. Thanks for calling.
No problem, man.
Hello, welcome to the air.
I think River Phoenix OD'd.
Okay, Martha, that's one vote for ODing. Thanks.
I think he committed suicide.
That's another vote for suicide. Any more votes?
David Dinkins and Florio should get into a bath towels.
I'm thinking a limo business.
Yeah, that ain't bad.
Dinkins, Florio, limousines.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Martha. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
A friend of mine who can't get you, can't receive you, asked me if you guys were going to make a particular note of River Phoenix, and I'm glad to see that somebody is.
Really?
Why
can't he get us? Is he
a weak signal and he lives in the wrong apartment.
Oh.
You know? Now, something that you haven't sort of taken into account is that the politicians rise from the dead like, you know, blood-sucking vampires. I mean, Richard Nixon is, you know, a perfect example, reinventing
himself. Yeah, but he's not serving any kind of office, though.
But he did. I mean, he was counted out.
He did, yes. He was counted out.
Okay, and I have a feeling Florio has a certain, there's some human element that may keep him from being a vampire, but Dinkins, I think, he could go into the catering business and then be back, you know. But River Phoenix, as far as I can tell, is not coming back.
No.
You know, and I think, what's strange, it's like, for some reason, it's sort of tied up, it has nothing to do with AIDS, but it's sort of tied up in that whole... I think everybody's very touched because, like, being young and pretty and talented doesn't protect you from squat, evidently.
Pretty and talented, but, I mean, if you're involved in... This is a really weird subject for me because they're saying now that he died, it was maybe due to a Valium overdose.
Which I've never heard of, but...
I've never heard of that either, but the way that he died and the way it was described in the paper, to me, was so just... really
sleazy,
despicable and sleazy, and it harkened back to the old days of Hollywood Babylon, you know, what Kenneth Anger talks about in Hollywood Babylon, things like Fatty Arbuckle and things like that were real scandals. I mean, apparently, while River Phoenix was gesticulating on the floor of the Viper Club and writhing, people were stepping over him and around him.
Well, did you read who he was with?
He was with Christina Applegate and his sister.
He was with the girl that was on Who's the Boss and a guy named Anthony Michael Hall that, if memory serves me right...
And why couldn't it be him that was dying?
Now, that's a terrible thing to say, but...
I know.
It's more of a busted career. I mean, that kid basically made one decent movie, and actually, that's a very good topic, I think. Who should it have been instead of River Phoenix? I mean, Scott Baio...
That's a great idea.
Baio will go on forever, and, you know, he's a charmer. He's wonderful, but he's also past his prime. The kid is tired. You know, he's like a little tiny shrunken up Georgie Jessel.
So you want to discuss who it is that should have been dying?
Should have gone instead of River Phoenix.
Okay. I can go with that idea, yeah.
Okay, I'll take credit for that, but I...
See how you shape and influence my program?
Thank you.
Don't you feel like now that you're taking part in it, actually?
Yes.
It's like a political process of a kind.
It's sort of like governor, lieutenant governor.
Right.
Sort of thing. Okay, well,
so you were getting to a really specific point, talking about the way that River Phoenix died, and that he died in public, and that people stepped around him and over him as he was dying.
Yeah, and also, I think it's a particularly, and this is generalizing, but it's a California way to go. You know, in New York, people would start, I think, it would turn into some sort of weird tourist promotion. But in California, people who don't even have a career don't want their careers ruined by being next to an unattractive dead person. So they sort of stomp on them on the way out of the place.
I don't know if that was it so much. I mean, I can recall being in clubs where people were acting strangely and wanting to get away from them because I didn't know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know whether they were going to harm me or harm themselves or if they were just some filthy drunkard. And maybe people didn't know, you know? Maybe if someone said, hey, that's the kid from Stand By Me and he's foaming at the mouth, let's help him.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently for 8 minutes he was laying on the floor of that club acting strangely, and people just didn't think too much of it.
Well, that's true. The other thing is there's this sort of famous EMS tape that long before we know what the autopsy results are or who he was with or whatever, the EMS tape is being broadcast on the news. It was on the news that night, and there's something very strange. How does that happen?
How did they get a hold of those tapes?
How did they get
a hold
of an EMS tape and start broadcasting it before anything is ever...
Well, how do you think? It's America. They wave some money under someone's nose.
Yeah.
That's how it happens. It's
I can't think of anything quite as I always sort of think in an East Coast, West Coast way, but I can't think of anything quite that you know, you take your Gene Harlow's, you go back to Fatty Arbuckle, or your that poor girl that got shot by the crazed stalker. California breeds that. Not California per se, but that's sort of like everybody wants to be a celebrity, so there's not nearly as... New York's just more crowded, and I think it would be a little bit harder.
Yeah, but the sad thing is that River Phoenix will be known now for how he died and not what he did while he was alive, and it's pretty sad. I mean, I don't know why it bothered me as much as it bothered me. Usually I'm not bothered by those things.
Well, it's also because...
But I kept thinking of the lonesome death of River Phoenix.
Yeah, he wasn't even a bad actor. I mean, that's the thing. He made some decent movies. The Mosquito Coast is a good movie. Not a great movie, but it's sort of a movie that makes you think.
Like I was saying earlier, My Own Private Idaho is a great movie, I think.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I had to wait a long time to see Drugstore Cowboy.
Well, strangely enough, in that movie, he plays a narcoleptic, someone who's prone to falling down and going to sleep.
Yeah, falling asleep standing up, yeah.
Anyway, let me get on
okay.
to another caller here.
Okay,
thanks
you
for
take
calling
care.
And helping us with our program
okay.
this evening.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so you heard what that gentleman said. Maybe we should discuss, in addition to what Dinkins and Florio can do, in the future, as careers, maybe we should discuss what actor should have died instead of River Phoenix. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm still listening to the broadcast now.
You shouldn't be.
Okay, now it's turned off in this room. How are you?
I am not feeling very well. It's strange, but I haven't felt well all day. I feel like I'm dying, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I feel really sick. I feel like I should be lying down in bed.
Aren't you
glad you asked?
Well, you know, I think that's interesting because I had the day off, so, you know, it'd be one thing if I had worked all day and I had a really stressful day and then you started complaining about how awful you were feeling.
Yes.
But I had a great day.
I only mentioned it because you asked.
Well, that's great.
So you should never ask a radio host how you are.
Why?
How he is. Because they'll tell you. I mean,
well, do you think
perhaps.
That maybe the other people out there don't want to know how you're feeling?
I don't think other people out there really care. I mean, I don't think they're interested in knowing. It's not anybody else's problem but mine.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. I think that maybe since...
Is this why you called to discuss the state of my health?
No, I thought we could discuss River Phoenix a little bit.
Let me just say this, and then I'll move on. Somewhere I have a tumor, and I don't know where, but I have this gnawing fear, much like Woody Allen... that there's a tumor in me somewhere that they just haven't found yet.
Mm.
And maybe psychosomatically I will cause this tumor to grow.
Right.
I can't say, but I feel like my whole life is pointed towards a tumor somehow.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's really kind of bizarre, but maybe I should be talking to a psychiatrist about it, not you.
Yeah, I'm not a doctor, although I play one on TV.
Okay, so what was your point now about our fun little topic?
Well, first of all, this is off the topic again, but I just have to just tell you how wonderful I think your show is because of one show in particular that I heard last summer about the best blow-off lines that you can come up with.
Oh, yeah, we should do an update of that program.
That was
yeah.
just so hilarious.
Yes.
But, you know, I've been thinking a little bit on and off about River Phoenix, and I've seen several of his movies and enjoyed them quite a lot. And I just think it's pretty sad what happened to him. And I noticed you were talking about how he died, and I had the radio turned off in this room because I thought you were going to answer the phone. And I was wondering if briefly you can elaborate about what happened to him again?
Well, he was playing with his band Aleka's Attic at a club called the Viper Pit in Hollywood. I think on Sunset Boulevard. I'm not really sure, but it was on Sunset and something else. And the club is owned by Johnny Depp.
Oh.
So he was there with all of his pals, including Johnny Depp
and Christina Applegate
and his sister and his brother and a few other people were there. Anthony Michael Hall was mentioned and so on. And he started acting erratically and fell down on the floor and apparently was writhing around. And, just, you know, that's the way it was described by people who saw it, that other people were stepping around him and didn't really know what was going on. And then his brother, which I thought was strange, had to go to a payphone to call for a paramedic. And so there's this EMS tape of him on the phone saying that his brother is having a seizure.
Right.
And so he had this seizure, and then he stopped, and then the paramedics came, and when he got to the hospital, he was pronounced dead. So I couldn't tell you how he died, except that maybe his heart stopped.
Mm-hmm. And is it known that he was doing drugs that night, or?
There was some talk of that. There was some talk that because his brother mentions during the phone call that was taped, his brother mentions Valium, and says that he had been taking Valium.
Right.
So it's possible that he, you know, he was allergic and had an allergic reaction to Valium that killed him,
yeah.
Or that he, I don't know. Can you be allergic to Valium? I don't have the
physician's desk
reference here, but
see, I think a lot of, well, not a lot. I shouldn't generalize, but in the profession that he was in, you have a lot of people taking drugs like, what are those? You know, when you're depressed a lot.
Yes. And well, they're called amphetamines.
Amphetamines, okay, and you're not supposed to drink alcohol with them at all. I mean, it can be really dangerous, and you know, maybe that's what happened.
It's quite possible.
Mm.
I don't know that we should. I mean, I'm sure we could sit here and have conjecture about it, but I think we're all going to be really surprised when the results become known. I think it's going to turn out to be something that he had an adverse reaction to something that was abnormal, and that it wasn't a case of overdosing or it wasn't a case of combining various things, but that he just had this strange reaction to a drug that he received without a prescription, and, you know, it killed him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's really, you know.
So who would you like to have seen die instead of him? What actor of about the same age group?
Oh, this is really bad. And I can't even say any actors. I can't say I wish anyone would die. I mean, that's just not realistic for me.
Okay. Thanks,
you know?
Thanks for joining our program anyway.
Okay.
Bye. And thanks for asking about my health. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yeah, Chris, this goes back to one of your first questions. You were asking, like, how do you know exactly when it is your time? There's a clock that a popular store/catalog has. It tells you the number of hours, minutes, and seconds left in your life.
Oh, yeah, that's the Sharper Image catalog.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's a clock that tells you what's left in your expected lifetime based on, you know, life insurance charts.
It could be expected, but they might know something. I don't know.
Well, what if the battery dies before you do? Is it like a Twilight Zone thing? Do you then keel over? I don't know about that. Think about that, won't you?
Yeah, I'll think about that.
Okay. Thanks. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Yeah, I was pretty bummed when I heard about River Phoenix for a lot of weird reasons that I can't even...
Did you hear it like I heard it? I heard it with the sound down on the TV, and I saw pictures, and I thought, oh, he must be dead.
No, I was I think I was fixing dinner and I heard it on the radio. And
did you drop the dinner plates, like, dramatically?
No, but I did freeze for a second.
Really?
It was pretty heavy.
Say a little prayer for River?
No, I think prayers wouldn't work on River.
Mm.
But, you know, that's a strange death in California. Another one that I've been thinking about that's really weird, too, has to deal with this fire. And you know the British playwright or screenwriter?
Yeah.
Who died, burned to death, trying to save a neighbor's cat?
Yeah, I read about that. He had done a couple of movies. One was called Third Degree Burn, and another one was called Something Fire or something.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
No. Neighbor's Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. It's Guy Fawkes Day, by the way, for all you British folks out there. It's their version of Halloween today.
Well, yeah, that one was a really weird death, too. I don't think that you should continue with who should have died. Nobody's really doing that anyway. That's too much like that celebrity death show from 7 Second Delay.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
But you know what you should do, getting back to the more general death and who knows when it's their time? You should ask people if they thought that it was their time. Or if they thought they were facing that grim reaper.
Okay, well, that's another way that we could transmute our topic.
Well, that would be good. And the story...
Because I could tell you about mine.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
So you could listen to the radio and hear about it.
Oh, I look forward to it.
Okay. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
Don't ask
me about my health.
I won't at all. Okay, first I want to say if there was a celebrity that I would... choose in that age group, my girlfriend came up with the idea, but I definitely strongly second it, would be Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky Schroeder. Okay.
Okay, now secondly,
excellent.
I'm a volunteer for the Randolph Rescue Squad.
Okay.
So I'm seeing if I'm a...
Who is this Randolph and why does he have to be rescued?
He was actually a small guy who established a small town in New Jersey.
Is that anywhere near Wayne?
No, but it's very close to Morris Plains.
Okay.
A drug that is a non-prescription, over-the-counter drug that we get a lot of calls on for seizures and, you know, near-death experiences is cocaine, most definitely.
Cocaine.
And usually cocaine is, Valium is used in connection with cocaine. It's usually mixed because, you know, people
want to see if it's going to kill them or not, right?
Yeah.
It's like someone says
so
to themselves...
from doing coke that they take the Valium and they think it's going to make them feel better. And cocaine isn't where... I mean, you don't have to do too much. You don't have to, like... You can have done it before. You could, you know, do it every fucking day. I'm sorry. Can you bleep me?
I have to do that and I have to say goodbye as well. Sorry about that. That was an interesting point, though. Someone there from a rescue squad. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, Christy.
Yes.
Hi, don't get mad at me. I've been trying to call the station. I won tickets before. Is there anyone that I can talk to transfer the tickets I won to a friend of mine I can't go?
Transfer the tickets you won to a friend of yours?
To the,
How about just telling your friend to use your name?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Except she's female.
That's quite all right. Just say he couldn't make it. I'm his friend.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
All right, thanks, Chris.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye.
Problem solver, Chris T. Hello, welcome to the air.
Chris, hi. Here's another
Are you
question.
Having a problem with things sticking to pans or anything else that I could help with? Any problems you need solved right now, quickly?
Only my fingers.
Okay. Is this Kaz?
Yeah.
Kaz, hi. How are
hi.
You?
Hey, listen. Here's another question you could throw out. I read that a flea rode with River Phoenix in the ambulance on the way to the hospital.
Really?
Who would you like to ride with you?
On the ambulance?
An ambulance to the hospital to your death. I think wow. I'd like to go with Nick Cave, like singing a soliloquy. That would be good.
Nick Hey, there's a great... Yeah, that's... Okay, well, you say Nick Cave. I would have to think about this for a minute.
And it was the Viper Room, not the Viper Pit.
Oh, the Viper Room. Okay. Now, do you know, Kaz, if that club will remain open?
Gibby was there, too.
Gibby was there?
Yeah, they were all going to jam on
Well,
stage.
Then it's easy. Gibby killed him. It's easy to figure out the cause
he
of death.
Fell over on top of him.
Yeah. Do you think they're going to keep that place open now that this infamous thing has happened there?
Oh, God, it's going to be like a tourist attraction now.
I know, if I
they're
was...
They're going to build a little monument to him. Already there's people throwing, you know, flowers and candles on a sidewalk.
Wow. It's so bizarre that that happened, and...
I don't think it's bizarre. I think people die every day in L.A. of drug overdoses, you know, just because he's famous, you know?
Well...
It's kind of weird that he died right in front of his pal's club there.
Don't you think it's bizarre that he died and people were watching him die, though? Don't you think that's bizarre?
No, well, I see that in New York all the time. People have seizures and fall down on the sidewalk and they're shaken, and people just, like, step around them because they're sort of afraid. They don't
know what
to do.
Well, that's because there's an assassination plot afoot. That's why it happens here.
I think people don't know what to do. And the thing is, like, he was with this actress, and she kept telling everybody that he's okay, he's okay. That's why they stayed away.
Oh, because that,
well,
she gave
knows
him
what she's talking about.
Because she gave him the drugs that killed him, probably.
It could be.
Could be.
You know, it was Samantha Mathis who kept saying, he's okay. Anyway, I'm just referring to this article that was in Entertainment Weekly.
Well, so we want to know, Kaz, who you would have rather seen die in his place. I mean, is that a morbid question?
Corey Feldman, I think.
Corey Feldman.
Sick of him.
Okay. I guess I should be making a list.
But I don't want to say that. I once said that about an ex-boss of mine, and a week later he did die. So
you think you have
so
this...
I take it back.
Unconscious ability to cause people to die.
I do. It's a power that I was born with.
Okay, well...
So I have to be really cautious about, you know.
If any of these people die in the next week, I will pay someone $100.
Oh, you mean the ones that people are listing?
Yes. Wouldn't that be great?
But now, you're saying that you will actually pay them $100.
But, and I'll stick by my word.
All right.
Would I lie to you?
No,
okay,
well,
and...
Well, who would you like to ride with you in the ambulance?
I'm trying to think about that, and so far, I haven't come up with anybody that... You know, I would really like to have there while I'm dying.
Uh-huh.
It's strange but true. Maybe the Dalai Lama or some
Dalai Lama. So, well, I guess he wouldn't be too bad, you know? He'll kind of ease you into unconsciousness.
Timothy Leary. So you say Nick Cave and you'd like him to sing you like a soliloquy or
yeah,
something.
I think that would be cool.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Have a good show.
Bye.
Bye.
Our old friend Kaz checking in with us. It's going to be time to get him some theme music soon. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
How are you doing, man?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to I thought the same thing that ambulance guy was saying. Definitely sounded like cocaine, and maybe he could have been using some Valium to come down. But a friend of mine out in L.A. was telling me how all these young kids, all the actors seen now, they're all doing heroin again.
Really?
But it didn't sound like you usually just...
Don't you kind of nod off and die?
Yeah, you usually don't have some...
Seizure?
Yeah.
So you definitely think it was a drug-induced seizure. It wasn't like, you remember that guy that used to be in the Beatles, the art student who had a brain seizure and collapsed and died?
Best?
No, that was the, Stu Sutcliffe.
Yeah.
Okay, now you don't think it was like one of those that maybe
didn't
he just...
Didn't John Lennon hit him?
No, but he had been beaten up years before.
I thought Lennon punched him and he fell down and died.
No, man. Don't start spreading rumors now.
That's what I heard.
On my program.
John hit him.
John hit
they
him.
Had a fight.
In the right temple.
And he fell and died.
And he fell and... No, he didn't. He died years later.
And then Mark Chapman comes over.
And and says, you killed my friend Stu, and now you have to pay.
But yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay.
And when I hear those Chili Pepper boys around who are supposedly all clean now, you know?
Yeah.
And here's a kid, River, who wouldn't even wear leather. He was so into health and...
Was he really a healthy guy? Was he into a healthy lifestyle?
He's total vegan and total anti-leather, but you know, I guess he didn't mind snorting some heroin.
Wow, so it's
when you become a rock star, you know, you got to do that.
Well, it's possible that we're all going to be very surprised when we find out, but I don't think so. I think we're going to find out it was a combination of...
Well, maybe someone slipped some ground beef into the, you know, the vegetarian pate in the dressing room.
Could be. He had an allergic reaction to beef.
Yeah.
We're getting so many theories. So, okay, who would you like to be riding in the ambulance with you when you go? Kaz asks this question.
That would be a tough one.
How about Kaz?
Well, he would draw some screwy comic about it.
No, he would ask you what you were seeing. It would be very interesting. He would say, so what are you seeing now?
It would probably be my current girlfriend.
Oh, man. All right. I don't know if I can answer that question either. It's a real thought-provoking question.
If she was around.
Okay. I'll have to say your current girlfriend, too.
All right. You'd like her, too?
I don't know.
You know, Chris, I've had enough of you.
I can't think of anybody else at this moment. Thanks for calling, though.
All right, man. See.
Hello. Welcome to the air.
Hi. I heard that what River was doing was what's called speedballing.
Oh, speedballing kills everybody.
Well... Is that what it is, mixing Valium, cocaine, and heroin?
I think it's called stupid.
Well,
in some parts of the country. In California, it's called speedballing.
Yeah, I heard that that's what he was doing, and that's what brought on his seizure.
Well, we'll have to wait for the for the autopsy report. I mean, is that guy that that famous medical examiner still doing autopsies out in Los Angeles County? You know, the guy that wrote the book Noguchi.
Oh,
Is it still Thomas Noguchi?
I don't know.
I wonder. We'll find out any day now, and then I'll have to update on next week's program.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Hello. Welcome to the air.
William Berger, our special guest medical examiner, has stepped up to the mic. Because being a rock star, William has some experience of speedballing and other things.
Hey, that's not true. Actually, I was going to comment upon...
You come from the rock world, Bill, where those things are done. You know what I'm saying?
I've seen some ugly things, Chris.
Ugly.
But
I've seen the best minds of my generation. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, no Ginsburg right now, please.
Okay.
The guy who spoke about Stuart Sutcliffe.
Okay.
In my many years at, you know, Beatle Fests and reading up everything I could find on the Beatles, I believe the story is a bit closer to this. I think there was a street fight, which was maybe Lennon was like bad-mouthing some guys on the street, and he and Stuart Sutcliffe got into this fight.
Okay.
Stuart got hit in the head in the fight, and within months, because of his injuries, died.
Now,
and John felt eternally guilty because he had been like the instigator.
Now, is it true that he had just like a burst in his brain, a vessel burst, or?
He had some head injuries that didn't kill him right away, but crept up on him. I don't know specifically.
He had a trauma to the brain. I mean, is basically what he had. Okay.
And also, from everything I've heard on the River Phoenix thing, and I've been pretty interested, so
Stu Sutcliffe killed
taking
him.
It in. Yeah, like. Cokeheads take Valium to come down.
Okay.
You know, and probably he was just not a very physically... maybe he had heart problems or something.
That he didn't know about.
But, if you snort a whole bunch of Coke and take a whole bunch of Valium to come down, and then you feel okay, so you take some more Coke, and, you know, people die of Coke seizures all the time. It's very common.
It's good. We have a caller on the phone, by the way. Hello, welcome to the air.
Oh, yeah, I didn't realize I was on the air.
Well, we did.
Oh, you did?
Bill heard you cough.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got a near-death experience that I experienced myself.
Oh, and I didn't even get around to telling you mine. What was yours?
Oh, mine. I was on the operating table. I'd had a car accident, and I was on the operating table, and my heart stopped beating for about 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Yeah, about 2 minutes. And
okay.
I floated around above all these people, watching them freak out while
really?
I was... dying, I guess.
Were you floating above the operating room, or was it someplace else?
No, I was floating above the operating room.
Why would you choose to float there if you could float anywhere?
I really don't. That's kind of a really difficult one to answer, and
yeah.
I've been trying to answer that a long time myself.
Yeah.
I guess I didn't want to leave. I don't know.
You didn't want to leave the room. Now, do you think that you had this experience because you had read about and been, you know, you had been influenced by descriptions of near-death experiences, or was it a genuine phenomenon?
Oh, I think it was a genuine phenomenon.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I know that's the experience I would have if my heart stopped beating for 2 minutes, because I've read about it so many times now that I would see the white light and the long tunnel with the light at the other end, and it would just take over, you know what I mean? Because you're plugged into that.
No, I didn't
see
any
light. It's like why they use red for stop signs, you know?
Yeah. No, there is no white lights or anything.
Oh, there was no white light?
No dead relatives?
No dead relatives? Were people beckoning you onward?
No, not at all.
Nothing like that?
No.
He wasn't out long enough.
Well, I was out for about 2 minutes.
2 minutes is a long
time. That's pretty long, I guess.
Yeah, that's pretty long to have your heart not...
What happened in the car accident? Not to be gory or specific, but what happened?
Oh, I had a lady hit me head on.
Did you sue the pants off of her?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, I'm in college now because of her.
You're in college because
of... Actually, she didn't have insurance, so I sued my own insurance company.
You can do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that. I did not know that. Yeah. So, what happened to you in this accident? Were you all crumpled up or something?
Well, my face was pretty much crushed in.
Your face was crushed. How is it now?
Well, I've had about 10 operations, so, you know, I look halfway decent.
You look like Montgomery Clift after his car accident?
No, I'm more like Hank Williams Jr.
Oh, really? Did you have to grow the beard?
No, I don't look that bad.
But, so 2 minutes. His heart was stopped for 2 minutes, Bill.
Yeah.
That is a long time. Let's stop talking for 2 minutes and see how long that is. No, let's not. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Chris, I
can't even wait at a red light for 2 minutes. This man, his heart stopped for 2 minutes.
He seems like a patient kind of guy.
Yeah. You saw what?
I thought of who I would really rather have had die in the place of River Phoenix in terms of comparative ability
film worth.
And general good vibes as a human being from what I can observe. Like, I thought of the anti-River Phoenix.
Okay.
Tell me if you can back me up on this.
Right.
Judd Nelson.
Judd Nelson?
Yes.
Really? Wow.
In fact, I mean, I had already seen him in films, like, a couple times, and a friend of mine that I used to work with, who shall remain unnamed, told me he was playing basketball with Judd Nelson and a couple other guys in some Upper East Side gym, and they had an argument about a call or a foul or something, and Judd turned to my friend and said, "What are you, some kind of beeping Republican?"
Uh-huh.
Like, that was the best insult he could come up with.
Oh, okay.
So that just solidified all the other things I already thought about.
I would choose any member of the Brat Pack. I would say Rob Lowe. Any of those guys.
Yeah,
I
but mean, see, Emilio Estevez is redeemable for Repo Man.
Oh, okay, that's
and
true.
And Rob Lowe's redeemable for Bad Influence, which is a really good film. You ever see that?
Yeah, I did. I did.
I think that redeems him, at least in part. And that whole scandal with the teenage girls, that's kind of cool, too.
Oh, Jesus. The Fatty Arbuckle of our day, Rob Lowe. Absolutely. I never even thought about it that way before. Let's take another call here. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, I got
did you know we have our guest medical examiner, William Berger, here with us?
Pardon?
Wouldn't you like to be an ME of, like, Los Angeles County and they cart all the dead stars in?
I would have
you?
Liked to have been in that punk rock episode of Quincy.
Oh, yeah.
I would have
yeah.
liked to have been Sam, actually.
Sam from the Quincy show?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you were saying, caller.
I got a question for you about River Phoenix. I read an article that he was to star in the new movie with Tom Cruise, Interview
yes.
with the
yes.
Vampire.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know if...
He died to get out of that, is what happened. He didn't want
he said,
to.
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise?
I made him a dreadful mistake.
And he has faked his death. He's still alive, actually.
Really think so?
I don't know. I was going to start the River Phoenix is still alive rumor. Why not?
Do you, he is an actor, so, you know, he could have faked it. People believed it.
Absolutely. He did a really good job at playing a narcoleptic, I thought.
Yeah. Do you know who's going to replace his role? What kind of which actor? And are they going to have to...
I think the Belushi syndrome will take over, and his brother Leif will start getting all his parts.
Really?
I almost hate to see it happen, but I wouldn't doubt it if they go, "Hey, what about that other Phoenix kid? You know, the one that's still kicking."
Yeah, I got a funny story for you when you talk about Leif.
Well, I think we'll judge if it's funny or not.
Do you know the rest of his brothers are nature, like he is? There's River, Leif, Rainbow... And there's also Sunshine, Phoenix.
Okay, well, so his parents were hippies.
Mm-hmm, I guess so.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, his sister Rain is in the new film version of Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
Really? Yeah, I heard that that was supposed to hit theaters a couple weeks ago, but it
today.
Got...
Today. Oh, today. It got held back?
Yeah, it got pushed to, like, a couple months.
Really?
But, yeah, with... Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Okay, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Yeah, Rain Phoenix plays Uma Thurman's lesbian lover in the film.
Dude.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Dude.
Yeah?
I think, you ever seen the movie Scanners?
Scanners, yes.
Yeah, I think that's how River Phoenix died.
He got scanned.
He got scanned.
That's a very novel theory.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with drugs. It was definitely Scanners, dude.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Some people just have one thing they want to say and then go.
How many times did he say dude in the course of that 2-second phone call?
He's been watching a lot of Beavis and Butthead, I think. So that's the worst thing that Beavis and Butthead could do to this next generation.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want them to drive with me to my final destination.
No. So,
Well, I don't have any member of the Brat Pack or anything, but there's something that's been bugging me for the last couple of years, and maybe, Bill, you can help me on this?
I'll try.
You know, when I was a little kid, all the members of The Who promised me that they would die before they get old. And now I'm waiting for the communal suicide.
Well, Pete didn't even die before he became a woman. Everybody forgets about that with all the attention that's been paid to him and
yes,
because of Tommy.
Yes, yes.
He held a press conference to announce to the world that he was, in fact, a woman.
Yeah.
I don't think he said he was a woman. I think what he said
or
was,
he knew
I
it
know what it feels like yeah. to be a woman.
And I remember at the time, Bronwyn C. said something like, I probably can't repeat it verbatim.
He gets paid two-thirds of what a man makes.
No,
what is,
no, she said something like, oh, he gets it once and then he thinks he's a woman. You know?
Oh, okay. wow, so Bronwyn's coming back to the air, so we can look forward to more comments like that. That'll be great.
Psych.
Amen.
I don't know. Are they old yet, Bill? What do you think is old? I mean, your definition of what is old pushes ahead as you get older.
Well, yeah, but I think as soon as.
I mean, what is old? Is 70 old? Is 80 old?
No, I think if you double their age, each of their individual ages at the time they recorded that
but
song.
But, sir, they didn't mean chronologically old. They weren't talking about physically old. They meant mentally old.
Well, in
old.
That case, they should have killed themselves about 1973.
Oh, Jesus.
At least before they did face dances, right?
Yeah.
Not before Quadrophenia, though. I love that record.
You know, the bottom line is that
after Quadrophenia should have been the mass suicide.
I like Who by Numbers.
Really?
A lot.
Yeah.
It's easy to say, guy. It's just easy to say. Thanks. Yeah. I hope I die before I'm old and boring. But then once you're old and boring, you're not so willing.
I hope I die before I have a Broadway show.
You're too old and bored to die.
Okay. Thanks for calling. That's who I would like to ride the ambulance with me, Pete Townsend.
This is kind of fun, Chris. Can I fill in for you the next time you're sick?
Absolutely. Medical examiner William Berger. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi, I have a member of the Brat Pack who I know this is really bad to say, but who I wouldn't mind putting in the shoes of River Phoenix.
Okay.
Mr. Andrew McCarthy.
Andrew McCarthy, yeah,
and
okay.
One of the many members of the Brat Pack who I believe has very limited acting ability.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had a lot of bomb movies.
He's from Westfield, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, right now he lives in Grins Village, I think.
Wow. Okay, so you say Andrew McCarthy.
Mm-hmm.
Year of the Gun, what a sucky movie. Yeah. Remember the movie where he had sex with, what's her name?
Sharon Stone.
No. He had that. Yeah, that was Year of the Gun. But he had a movie called
Class with Joanne.
Jackie Bisset.
Jackie Bisset. Yeah. You know, but River Phoenix was 23. I mean, are these people we're talking about that young? Are they?
Yeah.
Is he 23?
Approximately. I think.
McCarthy's 31.
Yeah, he's a bit older.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
I would have killed to be Andrew McCarthy's body double in Class.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Thank you.
Yes.
The ambulance thing. Person I would like to be in it with me while I was dying is Patricia Arquette.
Patricia Arquette.
Yeah.
Now, why are men calling with the idea that they're going to have sex while they're dying?
I didn't
Doesn't
say that.
Well, why her then?
I can't answer that. Why her?
Yes.
She's very attractive, and she seems motherly in a way. She seems empathetic or sympathetic, whichever word.
Are you stalking her now? It sounds to me like you could be stalking her any moment.
Why do you say that?
She understands me. She knows what I'm going through.
She does.
She's the only person who understands.
I saw her in an interview, and she looked right at me.
And she talked to me. Patricia.
She also kind of brings Christian Slater back to life in that last scene. You know, she's desperately shaking him, don't die, don't die.
And he doesn't die.
He doesn't die.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. It's not based on that movie because I didn't like it. Actually, the thing that got me into her was this cable movie called Wildflower, where she was just a great actress in it.
What about her poor sister?
Forget her.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
I would go so far as to say... Christian Slater. I'm not too fond of him. I would soon see him dead as River Phoenix.
Well, he kind of plays the same guy in every movie.
The guy that wants to be Jack Nicholson.
With a wisecracking, pushing the hair back kind of guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nothing special on the screen, that's for sure.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, in reference to your initial question, how do we know when it's time?
Yes.
I think we all know when it's time. It's just by the time we realize it, we're dead.
Okay, that's like what Dean Martin used to say about drinking.
But it didn't help his liver.
Yes.
Okay, and actually, the person that I wanted to see die instead of River Phoenix was Howard Stern. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey.
Yes, you still haven't heard my near-death experience, but I have talked about it on the air before, though.
Howard Stern is the messiah for that last guy. Anyway, I think Christian Slater should go because he's an obvious ripoff of Nicholson. He's a weasel. He's sickening, raising that one eyebrow, and obviously he spent 10 years like imitating every dialogue that Nicholson ever did. He's a sickening, typical Hollywood propaganda piece of garbage. After that, Clint Eastwood, before he becomes a president like Reagan, they're lining him up for that.
And not only that, but he gets more leg than any man in Hollywood deserves.
I'm sure. How did he get an Oscar? Did he get an Oscar for that ridiculous little cowboy movie? That
Oscar?
He's lined up.
He's never won an Oscar, I don't think. Maybe a nomination.
An Emmy or whatever? What did Eastwood just win for that?
Oh, Eastwood. Yes, yeah. Unforgiven was Best Picture.
Yeah, right? I didn't see it, but I can just pick. I mean, he's got a wooden face like one of those.
Wait a minute, are you knocking Clint Eastwood and we don't even know it?
Yeah, I'm totally knocking.
Kind of subtly slipped.
He went right from Christian Slater into Clint Eastwood.
You're on the wrong phone line.
You cannot talk badly about Clint Eastwood on this program.
Really? You like him? It must be that latent homosexual gun thing for you. I don't know.
Well,
it frightens me, man.
You would know more about that I, sir.
It's a free country, yeah.
Yes, it is.
Sure.
Whose side are you on, son?
Our side, sir.
Don't you love your country?
Yes, sir.
How about getting with the program? Why don't you jump on the team and come on in for the big win?
All right, the phone number here is 201-678-7743. Man was just bad-mouthing Clint Eastwood on this program.
I love it when the best insult that someone can come up with is, like, you're a latent homosexual.
That's like that Republican comment that right. Judd Nelson used. You're a latent Republican.
I feel
Republican.
So insulted, you know.
Yeah, my masculinity is really threatened by liking Clint Eastwood. Okay. I don't know. I thought The Unforgiven was a great movie.
I didn't see it.
I thought it was very well done, and I even liked that last one he made, the thriller with John Malkovich. I thought it was pretty good. In the Line of Fire. Exciting, suspenseful movie. Anyway, we have a number of questions that we're asking people here. Who they would like to have seen die instead of River Phoenix? Who you would like riding in the ambulance with you when you're dying or on the way to the hospital? How do you know when it's your time to go? And have you ever had a near death or are they called near death experiences? Yes. So there's four questions on the table right now, and three phone lines open. And I will tell you about my near death experience. It happened in Washington, D.C. Imagine dying in Washington, D.C.
It's terrible.
I had went to see the Air and Space Museum, which, true to its name, is full of air and space. And I had a hot dog outside from a truck, and you know, I've had hot dogs on the streets of New York before and never got sick, but this one nearly killed me. I got food poisoning and spent the next couple of days lying in bed, really seriously thinking that I had bought the farm and asking for people to smother me and suffocate me because I couldn't take the pain. And there's not much you can do about food poisoning while it works its way out of your system.
Right.
There's nothing you can do, really, to stop the pain.
It feels so bad. I know what you're talking about.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah.
It's very bad. And so, luckily, there was a doctor where I was staying. So the doctor was able to give me some painkillers and some Gatorade. And that's what you have to take when you have food poisoning.
I just ate at Wendy's, so I'm having sympathetic like pains now.
And I have never bought a hot dog on the street since then. I won't do it. I think food poisoning, it's weird because I get crazy every time I eat out somewhere now. I just begin to really suspect where the food has been and who's prepared it and how long it's been sitting around and, you know, who might have spit on it or various things like that, you know. And it's a crapshoot. Every time you eat out, it's like you don't know what's happening or what you're getting.
I'll tell you an interesting story about that. I ate brunch once at a very popular West Side of Manhattan restaurant, which I won't name because
they call them eateries, right? Because they're fancy schmancy.
It's the kind of place where, as of 5 p.m., the main platters go up to like $50.
Okay.
So this was brunch. It was relatively inexpensive. I ordered some kind of white fish or something like that, like a fillet, you know, something that they don't cook for very long, but whatever. So, and my friend that I was with ordered the same thing. So the guy sets down the plates and my friend is about to take a bite of hers and I'm staring at my plate and there's this little white wiggly worm rising out of the middle of my piece of fish.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not.
That's disgusting. And did you scream?
I was just like, no, I was very cool. I called the waiter over and I was just like, yo, worm, you know? And then like, you know, I guess it was like the manager's day off. He came in like his sweats and like they just surrounded us like apologizing profusely.
Really?
And offering us whatever else we wanted on the menu for free and on and on and on.
My God. So what kind of worm was this, Bill?
I don't know. It was
what kind
just
of worms like a, inhabit fish?
It was like a little white worm.
It's like a maggot.
Something like that.
That
yeah.
sounds to me
well,
like
it
a
wasn't
maggot.
A maggot. No, it was more slinky than a maggot. I've
really?
Seen maggots. Maggots
like
are more
a grub?
Stubby.
Was it a grub or something? Was it
perhaps. I mean, the point being that wherever you go, it's a crapshoot. Because the classiest joints
occasionally have these things happen. You know, when it, where it, you know, food preparation. I mean, the kitchens of some of the classiest restaurants in the world look like hell. You know.
Yeah, I think I have no problem disagreeing with you on that. I think that's why blackened food became such a rage like a couple years ago. So people figured if it was blackened and burnt beyond recognition, nothing could survive. You know, this worm obviously survived the cooking that this fish
took.
Yeah,
it was lightly like.
But broiled. You didn't call a lawyer. See, that would.
I
been
hadn't
the,
eaten even a bite of it.
Really, but you could have claimed that it repulsed you. And you found yourself not being able to eat anything after that. And you couldn't sleep at night because you were dreaming of worms. A lawyer would have coached you on all this, Bill.
Yeah, I know. I should have called 1-800-LAWYER-911.
Their advertisements are like, did you get a worm in your fish?
Hey, cuz.
Welcome to the air.
Hey, cuz. I have a theory who the arsonist is in L.A.
River Phoenix.
You got it, dude.
Okay.
Think about it.
Speedballing. I guessed on the first try. Hello, welcome to the air. Turn your radio down, way down.
Way down.
I guess not. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi.
Yes.
I heard about your food poisoning. Really sorry about that.
Yes.
Happened to my little brother once. And, anyway, you know that Clint Eastwood basher that called up before?
Yes.
Well, I would have to say that Clint Eastwood kicks Banff.
What? Kicks Beth?
I don't know what the hell he said.
In other words, Clint Eastwood is better than that song by Kiss. Oh my God! Wait, Chris, I'm gonna die right here.
He's choking on Wendy's. Hello,
it's gonna be you in the ambulance.
Hello, welcome to the air.
I heard another rumor about this River Phoenix thing. He was gonna quit the movie business and was going to try out to play organ in the Grateful Dead. Think about it.
Wow, many rumors surrounding the death of River Phoenix. Hello, welcome to the air.
Hey, Chris.
Yes.
The ambulance question.
Yeah?
The Clint Eastwood basher, but dragon from the back. And
okay.
As far as River Phoenix, I think it was food-related, like botulism.
Okay, so you think he died of food poisoning, like
yeah,
I nearly
you know,
did.
Bad meat in the can.
Okay.
He obviously wasn't listening before when we talked about River Phoenix being a vegan.
No.
Vegan, whatever.
Hello, welcome to the air.
Hi. Hey, the person I would want in the ambulance with me as I was dying.
You sound like you're dying now. I think you should get them on the phone. The person I would... He sounds like that guy that does that beer commercial, Samuel Adams.
Oh, no.
Samuel Adams Lager.
No, well, I was trying to call and was busy. I was getting discouraged. It would be...
Do that Samuel Adams commercial for me real quick. Just say, when you pour 100 of America's best beers together.
They make more beer than I... No, they fill more beer than I make.
What is wrong with that guy? I want to wake him up.
He's drinking Drano.
He's nodding off. Okay, yeah, so you were saying who you want in the ambulance with you.
It would be Captain Beefheart.
Captain Beefheart.
Definitely.
All right.
And the person I would want to die instead of River Phoenix would be Fred Savage.
Fred Savage.
Get rid of him.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Fred Savage. Hello, welcome to the air.
Yes, I had a comment to say in defense of Judd Nelson before.
Okay.
I was wondering if you guys have ever seen the film The Dark Backside.
The Dark Backwards, I think, is what it is.
That was it.
Yes. No, I haven't, but I know the title.
Rented The Dark Backside.
Was that a porno flick?
One lonely night.
Is that like Howard's Butt or something? What is
it's
the
like
dark
when,
backside?
When Harry ate Sally.
I can't believe you just said that. That was pretty good, though.
Oh, thank you.
No, I haven't seen it.
You should see it because it's. I mean, it's a sort of a cult classic wannabe, but it's a very good film. It's really out there.
Okay.
And I think it would definitely defend him from taking River Phoenix's place.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
So that about wraps it up for this edition of Aerial View.
Uh-oh, I got to get my tape.
Well, okay, so we'll say goodbye to our medical examiner.
You have a great show, Chris.
William Berger, thank you. We'll have to welcome you back again next week. Who knows what the topic will be then, but I'm sure it'll be, you know, along the same lines, better or something. Who the heck knows? I like this program to plan itself. This is WFMU, Uppsala College, East Orange. William Berger and the Hip Bone Program follow.
Rocked in a real inside in the nick
enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery.
By the time
it's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an
I
enigma.
Get the Phoenix.
It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle inside an enigma. It's a mystery. It's a mystery wrapped in a riddle.